It is January 8th, 2024.
It is.
It's time to elevate your day. So first, let's take a look at what we had going on yesterday and today. What's going on in your world?
Well, today we're going to be launching a new site on Wix.
Why Wix?
Well, Wix has the capability of doing a drag and drop for photo galleries.
Oh, I see. That's an interesting idea. So,
yes. It's Helberg Auctions.
Oh, right. Sure. Helberg Auctions. Yeah.
And their auctions always have a lot of photos, so it's a lot easier to drag and drop those photos.
Oh, okay. Cool. And we have other clients in Scottsbluff and Deering you're working on too, right?
Yes. We're also, I just finished an upgrade for Frontier Basements. That's the one.
Right.
Yes. Frontier Basements.
We have so many different sites from them.
I know. Frontier Basements wanted a way to tell the story of their repairs. Mm-hmm. So they launched a new page called Case Studies. And so it's interesting. You can go there and you can see what they've done for specific clients without naming names, but it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, we are working on upgrades for Wichita Falls Expo, which is coming up in March.
Right, the 8th and 9th, sorry?
Correct. And the other thing I've got to do today is I'm going to go over some Google Analytics with our client, Carpet Master, here in this area.
And you were busy singing and talking on the radio on Friday night for more than 2 hours, and your voice is finally recovering.
It's getting there. I'm still sounding a little bassy, but...
You're hanging in there.
Yep.
And speaking of expos, we're also going to be working on that Nebraska Southwest Kids Rodeo site.
Oh, yes.
New website for Gene Jolly, right?
Yeah, he does a great job. Those kids have a blast when they're riding those mini bulls.
Yeah, and the sheep, right?
Yes.
The mutton busting.
But you've already gotten a lot done today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up getting 3 radio programs done by 6 a.m. for our radio stations. Okay. Horseman's Corner, Cattleman's Corner, and Harvest USA. And then by 7, we just do a little quick weather update for the scanner. And then by 8 o'clock or so, when I get the public record from the courthouse, then we publish that. Yeah, there's a few things going on first thing in the morning already.
Yep.
Most of the day I'll be working on scanner stuff, catching up on the year in review and all of the different things that we're putting together for exciting changes for this year on the scanner.
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's about time for our daily devotional, right?
It sure is.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started. And you can tell us what it's called here. Let me fade the music out for us and then we'll be back.
Okay, today we're doing The Bridge with Xavier Cornejo.
Okay, fear not, for I am with you, Isaiah says. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's from Isaiah 41:10. That's the God's words, I am your God.
That's right. The title of today's devotional is Fear is...
Fear is a liar.
What's fear is a thief.
Oh, fear is a thief. I was guessing. Sorry.
I was going to say liar and I knew that was wrong.
That's part of our words we sing all the time.
Right.
It's The Bridge with Xavier Cornejo.
Yes, fear is a thief.
And fear is the greatest thief that resides in our minds. Mm-hmm. Fear doesn't stop at death. It stops life. That's what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross said, a pioneer in near-death studies. Mm. If you allow it, fear will steal your dreams and your future and will make you doubt you can ever achieve everything that you ever desired. It will lead you to think that what other people think is more important than what you have as your aim. However, God created you to dream.
He created you to imagine. He has the best future in mind for you. Most of all, don't worry about what others say, because they're not part of your story, and they will be amazed to see you reach the glory.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Boy, those birds are really chirping today.
They sure are.
I think it's that new bird seed I put out there.
Could be.
I'm certain the best weapon a person can carry is courage. The courage to pursue the life they desire and to realize the dreams they imagine. Like, I'm thinking those little tiny birds opposed to the bigger birds, like the pigeons.
Yes.
The little ones that land on the table of 16 different other larger birds, they must have courage, right?
They've got to have courage.
Because those big birds just go right towards them.
They
do. Fear of failure, the fear of failure, of missing the mark, and the shame of what others could say can take hold of our minds. I've found that what the heart wants scares the mind.
Fear can lead us to failure before we even step out. But courage can lead us to victory if we step in. Wow. We just need to advance. May our courage to step out toward a new future be greater than the voices we tie to us in the same past.
Wow, that's a good one. You want to read that first line again? Fear
can lead us to failure before we even step out. But courage can lead us to victory if we step in.
If we step in. It takes a step. We have to take the step. Take
right.
the step. I said earlier when we talked about this devotional that it reminded me of a song, of course, more
yes.
lyrics. Everything's a song for me in my mind. And I can't sing it, but I can play them. I can play them all. But one of Tom McDonald's songs is talking about how the problem is everybody wants to describe what the issues are, but they don't want to take that step towards fixing it.
Right.
You know, take that step. Take that step instead of being a sheeple. So what we need to do is just advance.
Yes.
Be courageous. Step out.
Step toward that.
And yeah, may our courage to step towards our new future be greater than the voices that tie us to the past. Stop living in your past.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hakuna Matata.
When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, it says in Psalm 56:3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that what we call a comfort zone is nothing more than the limits of our courage. Therefore, if we never dare cross the frontiers of the things we fear, how will we ever cross the bridge to the other side where our happiness resides? With the virtue of strategy, we can draw the path toward victory. While strategy does not bury fear, it does multiply courage.
That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at those birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them somehow. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? That's the best one right there. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?
I don't worry about those things saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Tomorrow's trouble is enough for today.
Yeah, right? Matthew 6, 25 through 34.
Mm-hmm. And as we end our daily devotional today, we want to just say a prayer real quick for not only for this habit and for this knowledge that fear is a thief and that we are to not let it control us, but as we finish our daily devotional and pray for that, we also pray for the children that are lost and abducted. There are so many different scenarios in which the children go lost. And this morning, we have a new Amber Alert from down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pray for all of the Amber Alerts and the cold cases. And you can see those on our website. Please pass those around and pray for the children. And do not fear evil. Stand up against it and lean on the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and we thank you for this lesson. We pray for the children.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
And so now it is time for our This Day in History. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
It is This Day in History. So what do you have for us?
So in 1790, George Washington delivers the first State of the Union address.
Very good. Very first one.
The president delivered it in New York City before a joint session of Congress.
Yeah, that's usually where they delivered, I think, isn't it?
He's the one who set the standard.
And in 1867, African American men are granted the right to vote in Washington, D.C. In fact, it was Congress again who overrode President Johnson's veto of a bill that extended voting rights to all men in D.C. over 21.
President Johnson, huh?
Yeah.
In 1901, the first national bowling championship is held in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, that's pretty cool. I don't know why, but as a kid, I always flipped through the channels and ended up on that, you know, those two guys, the lefty against the righty. And it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Ended up watching a lot of bowling and, you know, found out that good old University of Nebraska, they actually are really good at bowling. They've won the national championship before.
We skipped over a date, though.
We skipped over a date?
Yes.
Well, today is January 8th, 2024. What did we skip over?
Do you know when the last time is that the U.S. national debt was zero?
Oh, the last time the budget was balanced? Is that what you said? The last time we didn't owe?
Right.
No.
The first and only time
that
there was a zero balance.
Oh, I have no idea. I think, I don't know, I was guessing in the 60s before, but I was way off, wasn't I?
Yes, 1835.
Yeah.
1835. That's the first and only time the U.S. debt was at zero.
Well.
Because, you know, debt controls everything at this point.
Speaking of those who create a lot of debt and programs and all that, 1918, Woodrow Wilson announces his 14 points plan. And this was a declaration of principles that would be the basis for negotiating peace following World War One, which he said he was going to do everything to not get into and was never going to get into. And then got into. And it actually was the establishment of the League of Nations.
Yeah, which became
the United Nations. Yeah, we're not happy about that.
Yep. In 1968, The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau premieres on ABC.
Speaking of more classics on TV when we were kids, that was another one, Jacques Cousteau. And I didn't know this, but this is kind of interesting. On this day in history in 1978, Harvey Milk is the first openly gay person elected to public office. Mm-hmm. Now, we normally wouldn't run stories on those who have this mental illness, we believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, but, you know, hate me if you must. But Milk had run unsuccessfully three times before being elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Well, while in office, he was instrumental in passing the city ordinance for extended gay rights. So we have Harvey Milk to
thank for that.
Thank for the gay naked parades in downtown San Francisco. Now, the disturbing part is that he was actually assassinated by the former city supervisor, Dan White. So,
wow.
Wow. And he was last name White. How about that? And he just tens of thousands of people attended a candlelight vigil. And Joan Baez and the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus sang there. And guess who posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to him?
Let me guess. Obama.
Yep.
Yeah.
In 2009, he couldn't just wait. You know, first year he got in, he had to go give Milk some honey.
In 2016, Mexican President Nieto announced that recapture of drug lord El Chapo.
El Chapo! They got El Chapo!
They got good. El Chapo.
Chapo, Chapo, Chapo. We got El Chapo. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Also, in this day in history, a friend of mine was born.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember from high school. Her name is Jean, and we'll just leave it at that. Hey, Jean. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jean.
All right. Do you have any one last things?
Oh.
Do we have a one last thing?
Let's see.
Do we have a one last thing? Do we have any sports going on?
Did you know that the German astronomer Simon Marius independently discovered the first three moons of Jupiter one day after Galileo?
Oh,
poor guy.
Oh, shoot.
They weren't in the same town, so of course he wasn't copying him. They just both saw it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
interesting, huh? That was clear back in 1610. So that's kind
of
crazy.
And there's more coverage of our skies and different things that happen in the constellations on our scanner page right there at Panhandle Scanner. And also diggingdeeper.net. That's, of course, where everything is. Diggingdeeper.net is the blog where you can go to get all the stories, all of our podcasts, articles, everything under one roof right there. And just type in moon or skies or something like that, and you'll get all the different articles. There are some interesting astronomical events coming up this year. So you really need to stay tuned to what's going on in the
sky.
Well, speaking of sports, let's do look at some sports. I do remember in 1993, old Michael Jordan had a game-high 35 points as Chicago won over Milwaukee 120-95. The strange thing about it, it was exactly 20,000 points. That's exactly what he ended up with after that game. So
that's kind of crazy.
He got to 20,000 points exactly. And it was in his 620th game of his career, which is the second fastest to reach that after, of course, the great Wilt the Still.
Yeah.
Because he got there in 499 games. That's just crazy.
Wow.
But Chamberlain was scoring, you know, close to 100 points a game.
Yep. Yep. Kinda so like you get there quickly, don't you?
Yep. Oh. All right. So no more last things. I think we're about done today, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, today is National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Okay. I guess that's a good one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And also National English Toffee Day.
Nice.
So
nice.
If you get that desk clean, you can enjoy yourself some candy.
And then at the end of the day, take a bubble bath.
Yes.
If that's your thing. It's National Bubble Bath Day. So we have some cool national days for you there.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to do it now for our This Day in History and all of our other stuff with Elevate Your Day. We hope we're able to do so. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.